This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
You know me, I like to be an educated idiot. You want me to see your host? Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You have the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot going on up there, a lot you can get involved and engaged with. Kimberly Mooring joins me right after the first segment, and she got a lot to talk about. I'm sure she saw us. I mean, CPAC last week. Again, I told you guys already why I didn't go last week. And, you know, I hope you understand. And you're seeing it happen. You're seeing what some of the conversations are coming back. We've got conservatives that love what Trump said. We've got conservatives that don't like what Trump said. Think he hung out too much on what happened in the past. Well, all I got to say is that when you've had something like this stolen from you, you should be able to hang out. You should be able to talk about it. You should be able to make sure that people understand that what went down was not cool by any stretch of the imagination. Right? Would you at least agree with that? Real Joe, 855-732-5563, and I do appreciate it. Look, you guys sent me some really, really great emails over the weekend. I really appreciate some of your kind words and stuff. No, I can get a haircut now, eventually, I promise. All right, let's talk about we can talk about this to death, but we are going to talk about the Inequality Act. I don't want to call it the Equality Act, because it ain't. Right? Come on, put it out there. You see what's happening right now, and you see it again. Do we have warriors? Do we have people in Congress that'll actually fight for us? Come on, honestly. You know, are they willing to take it to the wall in a Senate as well? And when you see how the Equality Act viciously, it's not simple stuff, it's vicious. The way they want to come after religious people. And as far as Jerry Nadler goes, little Mr. Weebles, he could care less about your religious belief systems. Not at all. Oh, by the way, I guess just a little while ago, a third woman has come forth and said that Cuomo advanced at her, for unwanted sexual advances. You wait till they really start coming out. Right? I mean, start pouring out, we'll put it that way. And I wonder if Chris Cuomo, being the good news guy that he is, you think he'll do anything with this? I'm asking. Just curious. I'm not suggesting that he should. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You think the COVID-19 relief bill will make it? You think the Senate, as I was saying earlier, will the Senate push back? That's really the question. All right. Yeah, we're going to talk about Trump's speech and all that. Just give me a little bit. There is other news going on, you know. And don't get me wrong. A lot of good came out of the speech. He fired up the base again. He energized the people that he needed to energize. You know? All right, back to this. It's funny because over the weekend I heard quite a few people talking about liberty and what's going on and we need to fight. Thank God there wasn't a riot of some kind down there. Or else they would blame us for all the fighting, right? But if you've been following this Equality Act, it's pretty bad. Now, first of all, let's just get it straight here. If it comes out of D.C., you know it's bad to begin with, right? The act that the House has passed, this is like the second time I think they've done this. They're going to send it to the Democrat Senate. Now, it opens up swinging at Christians. Well, actually, as well as most other religions as well. Right? It attacks morality, attacks marriage, attacks sex, sexual identity. Now, if you think about this, though, based on what they've written in the past, it would basically wipe out biological sex from the 1964 Civil Rights Act, as replacing the term with sexual orientation and gender identity. Now, it's funny because sexual orientation, we're told lately, is not, what is it, not politically correct. Belief in traditional marriage, the act would legislate as a specific example of illegal discrimination. You using the term traditional marriage. It's discrimination. If your business says, I wonder what business. Look, most churches, they have a 501c3 site, right? Nonprofit organization. And then they have a for-profit site. The bookstores and so forth. Well, unless they actually say donation in the book, or the books are free, we accept the donation. I mean, whatever. But the bottom line is they are in business to sell stuff. Okay? That part of the business. Those part of the businesses would be required not to use these terms. Right? Traditional marriage. What do you have to do with the books that say, talk about traditional marriage? You have to throw those out? Kimberly Wren joins me after the break. Joe Messina, your host, listen to the Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count half-ounce bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir, and I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. Let me just bring her on, because I know you all anticipate it. I enjoy having her on. Kimberly Moore enjoys us, as she does every week, and helps us kind of kick the week off, get it rolling. Kimberly, how are we doing?
Good. How about you?
Are you having are you guys having like an Indian winter back there, Indian summer, what do they call it? Are you freezing or warm?
Actually, it snowed when Saturday, but it was big fluffy flakes, and then it's basically melting.
Wow. Yeah, we're having like swim weather out here. So apparently climate change, global warming, cooling is confused as to what coast it's on, right?
Yeah. Is Al Gore giving a speech somewhere?
Explain this to me. How is it, you know, Texas, what do they have? They had snow there? For the first time in a long time, but And then got right back to its regular temperatures. Duh. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. This is it's just getting crazier and crazier having to deal with these people and with everything else that's going on. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Speaking about crazy, I got to get your take on this. Although it's really sad that we're talking about it. Mr. Potato Head. They wiped out his family last week and then said, well, maybe that was a little too drastic. I mean, is the left, these loons, they really getting these large corporations? Do they not understand? You did statistics. Do they not understand that the amount of people that are making this noise are so small, probably half of those people don't even shop at their places?
Right. No, they don't seem to get this. And they reversed their decision and said Mr. Potato Head isn't going away. Now, I say this, years ago, I used to do photography all the time, and I used to have these funny Monday morning funnies, and I used to do all different. I have a huge box of Potato Heads in my basement because I used to do all kinds of funny things with them and make, you know, little photos with that to make people laugh. And I think it's ridiculous that they wanted a plastic toy to be gender neutral. I mean, as it is, you can already switch them up. And if you really use your brain, you look at Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, and you take off, you know, the boy and girl things, quote unquote, they're the same. And if you want to take, like, the dress from Mrs. Potato Head and put it on Mr. Potato Head, you can. And no one's going to know. And I think they would be more angry, these lefty lunatics, that Mr. Potato Head is made out of petroleum products. Morons.
Well, that's, you know, that was the beauty behind everything that went down in Texas. And my heart goes out to those people that were, you know, stuck without power and all that. You know, not a good place to be. I've been there recently. But when you look at that and you say to yourself, you realize that is the green solution.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. That's what they want. All we have to do is look at California, as you know, to see what green energy and green solutions actually do. How about rolling power outages, kids? Do you really want to have fun with that?
I call it North Venezuela.
Seriously. If I'm going to lose power, I want to lose it because something happened. And it can easily be fixed. I don't want to lose power because some morons decided that we needed to use green energy. That doesn't really work when there's bad weather.
You know, again, when stuff like this happens, where do they go? They right away, they turn around and say, see, if we had started this years ago, you know, we wouldn't have had this problem. And I stop and say to myself, oh, wait a minute. They did do this years ago. The only reason they went for the green energy, the only reason Texas bought those windmills and they bought the solar panels is why? Because the government, the federal government, gave them big bucks to do it. They didn't
subsidies,
do it because they thought it was the best thing, right? And apparently, in freezing snow and rain, they don't turn. Hmm. Don't they have engineers that
figure out? And then they have to use some kind of electricity to try to thaw them out.
Oh, wait a minute. I want you to think about something. This gets even better. They had to use helicopters, okay? Run on what? What do they run on? They run on fuel.
Gas.
Okay? They go airborne, and then they had a chemical that they were trying to spray on the motors and spray on the blades and other things to unfreeze them. That chemical happened to be made from petroleum, okay? I mean, I just had a field day with this. I was thinking to myself, do they really just don't see the lunacy? Are they so focused in and locked in on this green crud that nothing else can make its way in?
The problem is the left never thinks anything through. They never think about, okay, what are the potential consequences if we do this? They just think about, we have to do this because if we don't, I'm going to cry. And we're not going to save the planet. And we're all going to die in 9 years, according to that lunatic John Kerry. One of the most useless people on the planet.
We've been talking. They have been telling us. And I've got the article up on my website. You can just search for it.
Oh, yeah.
They've been telling us since the late 60s, early 70s. that we only had 5 years, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, 5 years,
yep.
6 years. It's like, my God.
My aunt told me about that.
You would have fired him by now.
My aunt said years ago, they said it was going to be, everything was going to get really hot. And she's like, I'm good with New England turning into Florida. I'm okay with that. No more snow. I'm good. And then, of course, they changed it. And then we were going to be freezing and, you know.
Yep.
It's a cult.
Unreal.
It really is a cult. Just like the COVID cult is becoming. It's a cult.
Oh, yeah.
You get junk science and you get people who believe it. And then government funds it and pushes it and then indoctrinates kids in it in K through 12. And then, you know, further on in college. And, of course, the media jumps in it because they're all a bunch of leftist losers. So, you know, more and more people, though, I do notice, and you might notice this as well, are not buying it.
Oh,
they're
no.
just not buying it.
You're exactly
it used to
right.
be less people, and now it's a ton of people.
Well, I think what's happening now is because of the school. See, there is this, I hate using this term, but there is a silver lining to this whole distance learning thing. Okay, and that is that the parents are starting to see what's being shoved down their kids' throats. Okay, they're getting to see what's happening, and they're seeing what the teacher. Now, listen, let's not do this so I don't get in trouble either. Not all teachers are lunatics. Okay, there's some great teachers out there that they love their kids, they love their profession, they work hard at doing the right thing. The problem is they're not loud enough. That's my personal opinion. You got the other loons that are sitting there, and I'm going to play a clip when we come back that you'll love. Of a teacher really just calling out the kids. And, you know, somebody like that needs to be fired. That's right. So if you loons on the left are listening to me and you're a teacher, if you start pushing your political ideology, you need to go.
Anyway, absolutely.
We'll be back in a minute. I want you to envision this before we come back. Brian Stelter, he tries to flaunt his moral compass in response to the Mr. Potato Head tweet that Trump put out that said he looks like him. We'll be back in a little bit. So I'm your host. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden held a virtual meeting with Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador Monday to discuss a wide range of issues like immigration and combating the coronavirus pandemic.
The United States and Mexico are stronger when we stand together. There's a long and complicated history between our nations, that haven't always been perfect neighbors with one another, but we have seen over and over again the power and the purpose when we cooperate, and we're safer when we work together, whether it's addressing the challenges of our shared border or getting this pandemic under control.
Lopez Obrador said he was thankful the new administration wanted to maintain good relations for the good of both countries. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Yes, I say it all the time, and I mean it. Be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get informed, you engage, and then you can speak intelligently, and you're not speaking like they are. All right. This was a teacher from elementary school, and she decided, now, she's in elementary school. She decided to shame her students. This is why I tell you, you need to pay attention at what's going on what your kids are being taught at school. And you may love the teacher, she may come off as a nice person and all this other stuff, but really, listen to this, and you tell me you're okay with your little person being taught this kind of stuff, all right?
If you don't believe that there's white privilege, please don't teach. If you don't believe that black lives matter, please don't teach. If you don't believe in systemic racism and how it negatively impacts our students of color and don't want to help dismantle those systems, please don't teach.
And on top of it is the condescending look that she has at the kids and at whoever. Kimberly, fire her?
Hell yeah. Immediately. Immediately. What grade was she teaching?
It looked from the blackboard and some of the other stuff I've seen on her, probably sixth grade, fifth grade, right in there.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you people, and I know you're on a school board, Joe, but get your kids the hell out of public school.
Look at it.
This is all over the place. We only hear about some. We only hear a very tiny percentage of stuff that's going on all over the country.
Yep. Oh, I've heard about a lot more now that parents are actually paying attention. They're seeing it. They're seeing what's going on at home. I'm getting all kinds of emails. And I love saying to them, look, I've been talking about this for decades.
Yep.
And I've been telling you guys what to do, how to take back this. You know, I got to thinking last week, week before last, because we lost our internet minutes before we were supposed to go on the air last week. Anyway,
yeah.
Because we live here in North Venezuela, so I get it. But, no, but really, you know, when you've got this stuff going on, and even last week with the schools and the school districts, and the parents are seeing it, now they're coming out and screaming about it. It's like, look. They're talking about third party for the replace the Republican Party, whatever. Go in and take it over. Just take it back over. The same thing with the school districts, with the schools, with the teachers. You conservative teachers, step up and open your mouth. Make it impossible. You know what? You're worried about being fired? Why isn't your principal a conservative? Why isn't staff, you know what I'm saying? Let's inundate it like they do.
It's, I have to say, it is difficult for teachers to speak up. It's not a matter of their principal. It's a matter of their unions. The unions harm teachers. The unions harass and threaten teachers who speak up. So it's not even the principal or the administrator, although I'm sure it is in some places. It's the unions. We need to get public sector teachers unions the hell out.
Well,
that's the only way our schools are ever going to be better.
I've been telling parents, find out the name of the president of your teachers union. And
yeah.
when you're putting these things out there and you try to make a statement, make sure he or she gets it. Make sure he or she gets as much, aggravation as they're putting on you.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what the problem is, Joe? Everybody's going to be in an uproar, right? Maybe they'll get their way a little bit this time and kids will finally be back into school where they belong. But guess what? Then the parents go away and retreat back to their homes.
Well, it's
the reason our schools are in such bad shape didn't happen overnight. The unions started taking over in the 70s. This has been ongoing for decades that the left has destroyed our public schools and our education.
They play the long game.
And people let it happen.
Yep. No, you're exactly right. They play the long game. We show up when we're teed off. Then we don't come around again. I
exactly.
Hear what you're saying. You know, the churches were overflowing the weekend after 9/11. People were looking for answers and reasons and all this other stuff. And then, 2 months later, they're empty again. It's like, we Americans, to a degree, we're a victim of our last conversation. So I don't know when we decide to step up and actually, do something about it. So, just amazing to me.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hey, proof positive, not that you and I need it, we've been at this long enough, proof positive that there's definitely double and triple standards here. Mr. Cuomo, and he, there's something about him that just scares you from the beginning, right? If I met him in if I met him in an event, I would stay on the other side of the room. But anyway, a third woman now has come forward to talk about the unwanted sexual advances, plus the scandal that's going on. Can you imagine if this was Governor Trump?
He'd already be out of office.
Oh, yeah. They'd be coming after and it would be a 7/24 on the news cycle that he sexually assaults women.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. Just amazing.
Now, of course, we all know, innocent until proven guilty. We get that. But the left doesn't, so he should be out. Where's the Me Too movement? Where'd they go? Oh, they disappeared a while ago.
Oh, yeah, but it got too close to home. When Weinstein got caught and they were screaming about it, then you find out that there's people around him that were involved in it. And, it's just the list started growing.
They all knew.
Yep. You had to go hide in the corner.
And then, of course, Tara Reid, however you say her name, when she was accusing Biden.
Yep.
Oh, where was the Me Too movement then?
Yeah.
Nowhere.
And where is she? Right? Were they? Did they bury her somewhere? Where is she?
I don't know, but I don't understand. So,
yes,
I don't understand why anyone elected Cuomo. He doesn't talk like he's smart. He doesn't talk smart.
He's one of, but he's one of them. He comes off as he go down to the corner bar and have a beer with you. That's how he sold himself. You know
what
I mean?
God, if he came to my bar when I was at a corner, no. I'd be like, get out.
Wouldn't you?
Ugh.
Even Joe Biden. They went to the same school together, You know what I'm saying?
See, Joe, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but I have to behave with what I say so I don't get in trouble for not being politically correct. You know exactly what I mean.
I do. Oh, God, where was I? Oh, yeah, so the... But I love it. So we've got the third woman coming forth now. We've got Democrats turning on him. Here's the problem. Especially this when you grow up in New England, you grow up in these big cities. And he was such a bully and such a thug. He was holding so many things over so many people. Now this stuff is coming forward. All those people that he tried to, keep under his thumb, they got him now. Where is he going to go? What's he going to do?
Oh, that's true.
What ace is, right? I mean, think about it. You can only... You can only squeeze people so long, and when they get that chance, they're going to take a chance and take you down hard if they can, don't think?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
People aren't messing around.
No, I think people have hit their boiling point. What do you think?
I think some people have had, I mean, after he killed thousands of grandmas, right?
Yep.
And then he then this now? I mean, they might have ignored that he killed thousands of grandmas, but they can't ignore this on top of that. Because people are not happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as usual, most people, especially politicians, will care mostly about their own hide.
No,
so it seems that there's a lot of people, including Democrats, including people on the left, who now are piling on against Cuomo. If any Democrats don't help, then they're going to be seen by their constituents as being on the side of the grandma killer, who's also a serial sexual pervert.
God, it just never stops, does it? Yeah, go ahead.
What was I going to say, like you said, if it was Governor Trump, he'd already be out. Imagine if this was Governor DeSantis.
Oh, and it wouldn't even be that Trump would already be out. They would have took him out in handcuffs. I mean, seriously,
yeah.
Think about it. Right?
Yep.
Yes. Well, we've got a sworn testimony that you sexually assaulted this woman, so you're gone. You know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Right? This one here is the way, you know what, we need to let it play out. Listen to some of the... Now, give credit to some of the older Dems there in New York, you know, in the legislature. They're saying, no, he should resign over this. And it's probably because he strong-armed them for so long. But you've got the mainstream media saying, we need to let it play out. You know, he deserves his day in court. But what are you the same guys that said, you know, Trump needed to be dragged out of his office? Are you the same people?
Yeah.
Right?
No. Honestly, most Americans see this now, which I'm thankful for, but I don't think it's ever going to change or do anything.
Well, I at some point in time, something's going to go sideways. I really think that we're, you know, I never thought this before to this degree, but you're seeing this country ready to split, and I mean split big. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Please answer the question.
Wearing a face.
We are back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, right? That helps you to become part of the solution. Now, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there, a lot you can get involved with, including, you know, we got a donation button, we got to sign up for a newsletter. If you want a text alert, you can always text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. All right, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, and I'm just having so much fun. You know, we were talking about the Equality Act earlier, and it's not just a matter of taking women's rights away, because for all intents and purposes, you totally wipe out the 1964 Civil Rights Act, right? I mean, you're replacing biological sex terms with, I don't know, terms like sexual orientation and gender identity.
For decades, women fought for women's rights, right? And we fought for our own spaces, our own sports, because the sexes are different. We fought for all these things, and now the patriarchy, wake up feminists, quote unquote, is trying to take over because they dress like women or they believe they're women. So they're taking back everything that women fought for, all of our rights, all of our spaces. They're taking that back because This includes rape centers, domestic abuse shelters. This includes everywhere that has been designated as a woman-only space. That they're going to allow men to be in there. And some of your states are already doing this, including prisons, where women have been raped by men who are in prison who said they are women now. This is not a joke. I've been fighting against this for years now. And people aren't seeing the repercussions or don't believe the repercussions are going to happen until they happen. Girls are getting royally screwed over in sports because some states allow boys who say they want to be girls to play in their sports and compete against them. A woman had her skull broken by a man who said he's a woman in UFC fighting,
mm-hmm.
or whatever fighting. Women need to wake the hell up. I don't care what side you're on. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian. This is wrong. Any state who does this is wrong. The Equality Act is wrong. We fought too freaking hard for decades to have men who mock women by dressing up as us come in and say, you know what? I might be a biological male, but I want to redefine womanhood to include me.
Yeah,
you can be a trans woman all you want. Stay in your lane.
I don't understand. These people that pound on people like myself, because, you know, I'm a misogynist, right? And I don't believe in science because I'm a Christian. I don't know where they get that, but whatever. And biology doesn't matter anymore. Yet they pound on me to believe in science, except when it comes to the things that they want. And, you know, if you really look into it, you look at the differences between the upper body strength and the lower body strength, the male and females, how they process things, muscle structure, bone structure. They're different. No matter what you want to believe or think, they're different. And you're right. I mean, that woman almost got, but not just her. Think about the racers, you know, what are they, track runners or what have you. There's a lot of advantages females have over them, and they're getting slaughtered. And you poor
girls. They're getting slaughtered. They're losing scholarships. They're losing championships. It's ridiculous.
And you know, little girls, like little boys, you know, they want to be something all their lives, a runner, a football player, whatever it is. They start practicing at 5 and 6 and 7 years old.
Yep.
And then you have these parents, you know, where we grew up, where you grew up in New England, hockey's a big deal, right? Well, hockey starts at like 5 o'clock in the morning. Some fool decided that's when it should start. So parents get up early. They get the kids ready. They go to hockey practice for an hour and a half. Got to come home, shower, go to school. They're beating their brains out to get ahead of these sports. And all of a sudden, a guy's going to come in and just bury them. And that's okay.
I can't imagine. If I had a daughter who worked hard all her life to have that happen in, like, her junior, senior year, all of a sudden, sorry, all the years you worked, you were number one freshman, sophomore year, but these boys decided they wanted to be girls, so now you just lost out. And here's the problem, and I've had this discussion when I fought against bills like this in New Hampshire. I've had this discussion with trans activists or trans women. I said, I totally understand you need your spaces. You need, there should be rape centers because that applies. There should be domestic violence shelters because that applies. Why, instead of spending all the millions of dollars that these left-wing organizations are spending to push you into women's spaces, why don't they create and build these spaces all around the country? And you know what the trans activist said to me? We don't want that. We want to be in your space. That's the problem.
Let me see if I can find, it's like a 30-second deal. But there was actually a trans person that came out and said that they don't want that, that they, true feminism is realizing who they are and what they stand for and what they are in the system. And until you get that, right, so they're taking all the power away from the feminists. And I don't get it, because if a guy tried to do that, if a flat-out male tried to do that and said, oh, you know what, you guys are whacked. You don't get this, you don't get that. You would, or they would, rip us apart, wouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If some man came forward and wasn't claiming he was a trans woman, the left-wing feminists would flip their minds. But that's the problem. The left-wing feminists, and I use my air quotes, they aren't really feminists. They're catering to the patriarchy. Okay, I can talk feminist speak all damn day long, Joe. I'm actually a feminist, a woman who wants to be independent and treated equally. I don't want special privileges. I don't want special rights. But stay in your lane. We fought too hard for all of this for all these years, and now it's being destroyed. We're regressing back because of the psychopaths on the left.
Oh, I agree with you. We're regressing back with a lot of things, because people, let's just be honest about it, they're afraid to speak up, they're afraid to push back, they're afraid to say anything at all. And I've gotten to the point where, you know, you can only imagine what I'm like, whether it be on the school board or out in public. I don't care anymore. You throw out these lunatic notions, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm supposed to believe them? I'm supposed to swallow them and just go along with you?
So, believe it or not, I am totally aligned with extreme far left wing radicals, feminists. We agree on this. There's people on the far right. There's millions of women across the world, not just the country, who all agree we have to stop this because it's taking our rights away. And if anyone wants to look into it, you can look into an organization called Hands Across the Aisle, which is a group of women made up of women from all across the aisle who agree. We might not agree on all other things, but on this we agree on. Women need to rise up and fight together against this insanity, because if we don't, it'll be too late. Girls' sports will be gone. Women's sports will be gone. We will not have our spaces, our own personal spaces, or organizations. Remember that, ladies, or organizations any longer, because the laws and the government will force us to have the definition of womanhood redefined to include biological men. Yep. Wake up, ladies. Don't give a crap if they call you a transphobe, okay? You're not. Most women I know could care less if someone is a trans woman. That's their business. That's their beliefs about themselves. You have that. Don't put laws into place that ruin, to take away my rights or invade in my spaces where it's important to us, especially places like domestic abuse shelters and rape centers, which are hugely important that women have those safe spaces.
Agreed.
Who have already been victims. The trans activists want to victimize us again, and Democrats in Congress are helping.
All right, you ready for this? Take a listen. Make sure you take your Valium. Here's what this trans person had to say about feminism.
And before I get some turfs up in my comment sections being like, women means adult human female. First of all, you. Second of all, y'all don't even know your feminist history. Second wave feminism was about relieving women from their reproductive roles and duties. It's regressive to reclaim female as this, like, an end-all, be-all term for what womanhood is. Like, literally know your history. Feminism was not about that. Feminism was about alleviating these gender roles and gender duties based on reproductive capability. It was about getting rid of it. And that's why feminism belongs to us queers and trans people now, because it begat us. So fuck off.
So you send me, you make me listen to someone mansplaining what feminism is.
Right.
Damn you, Joe.
Right. And telling you that the whole idea behind feminism was to make sure that women didn't feel like all they had to do was to have babies and give in to men. But then the queer and transgender people took it over. So now it doesn't mean any of that anymore. It just means whatever they want it to mean.
So you know what I don't get? I don't understand why the LGB community hasn't tossed the T out. Because the T community is hurting people in LG and B.
Yep.
Women in LG and B. They're hurting their own community. I don't know who the hell's idea it was to add transgender into that, because it's not even related.
Well, my buddy Xander Gibb, outspoken gay conservative, says...
Love Xander.
Yeah, they worked... They bullied their way in. Anyway, how do they find you? Quick.
GraniteGrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
So...